Welcome to another episode of Stock Review Wednesday on the Student Investor Podcast with Ivan Sambo, where we take a deep dive into the performance of companies in the stock market, more specifically in the New York stock market. Because you know me, guys, I believe we need to invest domestically and also go international. We need to go to the New York stock market, we need to go to the Australian market. But today we are talking about a company listed in the New York stock market as we're reviewing Microsoft, one of the largest technology companies in the world. Remember, guys, Stock Review Wednesday is proudly sponsored by the Shift app, your go-to app for the cheapest forex rate and the easiest way to invest offshore in South Africa. Also, guys, all stock we review right here on Stock Review Wednesday are available inside the Shift app. And also, I always say this, do your own research as much as you're listening to me right now, but do your own research before buying any company's shares. So first, let's look into the company. Let's look at Microsoft stock performance. Let's start there before we go to the company's performance itself. Let's look at Microsoft stock performance. Microsoft stock, guys, for the past few years has been in a steady upward trend over the past few years, as I said, with the current market cap sitting around $2.13 trillion, and over the past year, the stock has had a 42-week range starting at around $103 to $305 per share, and it's currently trading at around $280 per share. And Microsoft also pays out quarterly dividends, which is good for those dividend investors, but for us, we are growth investors, we are there for the company, not for the dividends. But guys, the current quarterly dividends yield of Microsoft sitting at around 0.9%, which is good. I know someone saying 0.9, they may think, ah, oh, man, this is bad for a New York listed company. In the context of America, guys, this is good. Now let's look into the company's performance itself. You know me, guys, I'm a person that believe in looking at the fundamentals, looking, invest into the company, don't invest into the stock of the company, right? But we'll touch into all of that right now, look into the actual company. So Microsoft is primarily known for its Windows operating system as well as the Office software system as well. But also it has a diversified portfolio under them, reaching services such as cloud services, gaming market as well. And now they're entering hugely into the, what do you call this now, into the AI field. Microsoft's revenue for the past 12 months ending in December 31st of 2022 was around, I don't want to pull a zoomer right here, so forgive me with this number, $204.094 billion, which is a 10.38 increase from the year before. Microsoft's annual revenue for 2022 was sitting at around $198 billion, which is an increase of around 17.96% from 2021. And also, guys, just to give you a little bit of more history in their revenue performance, annual revenue performance of Microsoft, for 2021, their revenue was around 168 billion rand, not rand, so dollars, which was also an increase of 17.53% from 2020. This was the time of COVID, they were making money, time of transition from COVID to going back to normality, they are making back. 2022, making back. So their revenue is still rolling in for Microsoft, right? Microsoft's growth can be attributed. This language, guys, I always say, I'm Swati, man. This English thing with R's. And Siswati, you never hear anyone Siswati speak with R's. But anyway, let's go ahead and speak this language. Microsoft's growth can be attributed to several factors, right? A COVID-19 pandemic, which isolated a lot of people and forced them to shift to remote working and digital communication, was one of the leading factors for this wonderful performance of Microsoft, leading to an increase in the demand for Microsoft's products and services. Additional, guys, Microsoft's cloud platform, such as the Azure, is A-Z-U-R-E. I don't know how to pronounce that. I'm not going to attempt. But yeah, that company, which is under Microsoft, also gained a huge market share, driving huge revenue for Microsoft as well. At the same time, Microsoft's gaming division also has seen strong growth with the launch of the Xbox Series as well, and also the ZeniMax Media being bought by Microsoft, belonging under them as well. And when we come to the current time, right, of January 2023, we saw Microsoft announcing the their investment into OpenAI, and also which OpenAI is a startup business that specializes in AI technology. This investment, which is reportedly worth 10 billion, guys, you heard me right, 10 billion, is an additional way for Microsoft to invest into the AI field, right? And this led them to own OpenAI, not own, but to help develop OpenAI for Microsoft, right? And OpenAI is in the organization that has two divisions, right? The first one is the ChatGPT, which we all know, and DALL-E as well, which generates a lot of buzz in the media currently. And Microsoft is behind that technology. And OpenAI, guys, remember, OpenAI is the leading open source AI startup in the world currently. So Microsoft having invested 10 billion into there, it means your investment in the next few years, guys. Listen, I'm not giving financial advice, I'm not qualified to do such, but one thing I can tell you, AI is there. AI. And also, let me, I know this is a side note what I've prepared, but guys, imagine a world where AI and Meta are combined. The metaverse and the AI world. I'm just saying. Anyway, let's continue with our podcast, guys. Microsoft has provided a lot of cloud services and infrastructure to OpenAI, which has led OpenAI being able to develop a perfect model for Microsoft and to integrate this system into Bing. And as you know, guys, Bing is one of those things that is Bing's a search engine that belongs to Microsoft, and now they'll partner Microsoft will partner Bing search engine as well as OpenAI ChatGPT into one thing, creating one of the most powerful search engine out there that not only uses the normal search engine technology as we know of, but also using using AI to help you with your things that you're searching for in the internet. So that's something as well that we need to look into, and that's why I'm saying that Microsoft is a good investment for the long term. I'm not giving financial advice, by the way. I'm just saying. Watch the space. So, in terms of news development that we have seen, right, on March the 16th of this month, Microsoft also announced that it is adding AI tools to its most popular product out there, which is the Office product. The Office product, window, sheets, and all those things. Microsoft is going to be integrating AI into those systems as well. And it was announced on the 16th of March this year as well. So you see the innovation that is coming with Microsoft using AI technology into their products. Not only using it through the Bing product that it has and the Edge web browser, but also now integrating AI into the Office products that we all use, like Word, blah, blah, blah. So now it means that Microsoft 360 will have, in the near future, will have AI tools inside it. Meaning that now your spreadsheet can be done automatically by an AI. So, another news as well. This is the final one, right? This final one. Because I said we are reviewing Microsoft today. On the March 28th. But you get the date, man. And Microsoft announced that AI and the AI technology they're developing using OpenAI will now be integrated into a new product of cybersecurity to protect its AI product that in Bing, that in Edge web browser, that in Office, and all of those things. They'll be launching their own AI cybersecurity. I'm just saying. watch the space. So Microsoft recently invested a lot into the AI space, $10 billion to AI guys. I think it's the biggest we've seen so far, compared to what Facebook did with Meta. They invested into the metaverse and still yet to get any news what's happening in the metaverse. I'm still a fan of the metaverse, by the way. I'm still a fan of the metaverse, but I'm disappointed on Facebook on how it conducts itself in relation to the metaverse. So Microsoft has an has been having a lot of investments done into it. Microsoft has done a lot of investment to the AI space, and they're trying to ensure that they be on the front run of this technology. And that's the other element of it. Microsoft has also, guys, been investing in research and development to stay ahead of the competition, and AI helps that. And another example as well is the HoloLens as well, which was announced, which is like a mixed reality headset which they're offering now that will be used in the gaming field, at the same time used into the entrepreneurial market, at the same time integrating artificial intelligence and machine learning to improve all of its services. So Microsoft overall, guys, Microsoft stocks and the company's performance is very strong. It's one of those companies, I'm going longer. Typically, I don't talk this long on stock reviews, but just because I'm a big fan of Microsoft. Like, you can wake me up at 1 a.m. and ask me a fact about Microsoft, I will tell you, but it's a company I love. And as I said, guys, Microsoft is a very strong, a good performing company, and also with a steady growth in both areas of AI technology, machine learning, cybersecurity, and cloud technology, it really is a company that you must look into. However, as with any investment, guys, it is important to be careful considering your own investment goal and consider your own risk tolerance before making any decision to invest. So that is it today on today's episode of Stock Review Wednesday, or right here on the Student Investor Podcast with Ivan Sambo. Join me next week for another review of a company's performance and a company's stock performance as well. Remember, guys, the Stock Review Wednesday is proudly sponsored by the Shift app, your go-to app for the cheapest forex rates in the country, as well as the easiest way for you to invest offshore while you are still sitting here in South Africa enjoying load shedding. So guys, thank you so much for tuning in, as always. Until next time.